Rick Ralph from TSN 1290 in Winnipeg joins us. Rick, I looked at the names, and you know the names don't add up to a defense that should be able to win as many games as the Jets did without those four guys out. It just didn't make any sense.
Julien Brouillette, gentlemen, no takers. He was placed on waivers today, but he's been one of the 11 guys who have appeared on the blue line this season for the Winnipeg Jets. You mentioned Dustin Byfuglien. There's been the big reason the Jets dropped. They lost actually their top 5D from the start of the season, all currently out of the lineup. But when you've got a guy like Dustin Byfuglien, who'd been playing defense in the past, although this is his first tenure under Paul Maurice, Maurice said today he likes really what he's seen, and even with all these guys come back healthy, Dustin Byfuglien is going to remain on the blue line as long as he plays the way he has been.
Yeah, it's interesting, Rick, when a team gets this many injuries, you know, the cliche is everybody pulls together, it's an opportunity for others, but man, when you're missing that many guys, I just didn't think it was possible. I wrote them off as the injuries piled up. I assume a lot of people did, even though they may be taking it back a bit now.
Rob, we did here as well, and I had a look back over the record when Toby Enstrom was the first guy to go down in late November. They went 9-4-1 with him out of the lineup. But each time you removed a defenseman here since the 25th of November, that record, right back down here to Grant Clitsam, who's been the latest to go out on injury and go on IR, it's kind of leveled out now at 500 hockey. But they haven't gotten any worse than 500 hockey, which suggests they were playing much better when they had all this complement of defense in. Now you're starting to see some of these guys are going to come back. Zach Bogosian has been practicing the last couple of days. Coach wouldn't say it today, but he said, you know, if all indications are this guy's going to be back in the lineup. Kevin Cheveldayoff went out and got Jay Harrison from Carolina in a trade, and he's fit in very well on the left side. So all indications are maybe Bogosian and Harrison now all of a sudden paired together. And then you see a guy like Mark Stewart and Toby Enstrom on the ice today, although in non-contact jerseys. Maybe a week to a week and a half away before those two get back. And then the general manager is going to have some decisions to make because all of a sudden there's 10 defensemen hanging around.
And that was going to be my next question. With Evander Kane injured, do you think the Jets, when they get these defensemen back, would look to peddle someone to try to improve their forward position?
I don't see how they won't, Jason, because Evander Kane, too, was on the ice today.
Okay.
And again, in a non-contact jersey. He's quite excited. Maurice was talking about how well-conditioned this guy is and how easily it is for him to come back from injury. So he's hoping to play at some point on this road trip as well. So having said all of that, Paul Maurice was really excited when the season got underway. He thought he had three strong lines up front, and that included Dustin Byfuglien as a forward. Well, now, if you're going to keep him on defense, to me you've got two and two-thirds of strong lines up front. So there is a number of members on defense, and if, let's just assume, everybody come back healthy here, you've got 10 guys. And the immediate thought was, okay, you're going to need to send probably two to three of them to the minors, but all will have to clear waivers. And there's the thought that Ben Chiarot has come up here, young defenseman, just 23 years of age, fit in very well with Dustin Byfuglien on the blue line. And they've really liked what they've seen from him. And I don't think that's a guy that would go through waivers, and I don't know that he'd be the guy that they'd want to send down anyway. So there becomes, I guess, a chip that Kevin Cheveldayoff holds, and can he take that and turn that into a forward of some substance in the bottom six of your roster? Maybe so.
Rick Ralph from TSN 1290 joins. Rick, Trouba, Stewart, Enstrom, and Bogosian are still the top four scoring defensemen. Now, I know Byfuglien, of course, has scored a lot of his points, but he's listed as a forward, strangely enough, still on the NHL website. But with those guys out, obviously the offense, it didn't actually drop at all. They were still able to produce, and it almost seemed like they were able to produce more. Was there a change at all in style, or did other guys, forward specifically, just up their game with the void of those top four?
The old sweater, or the old the comfortable pair of shoes, if you want. Little, Ladd, and Wheeler, the top three. Little right now is on an seven-game point scoring streak. Wheeler, I think, is on a five-game point scoring streak, or six, excuse me. And Andrew Ladd's leading the team in points. Those three have led the way, plus Dustin Byfuglien back on the blue line is producing more offensively on the blue line than he did up front. And the emergence of Matthew Perreault, who got off to a bit of a slow start, has really come on strong here. And had a seven-game point scoring streak of his own. So there are the names that have really kind of contributed, and Michael Frolik as well. Those guys, but it's Little Ladd and Wheeler for the most part in Buffalo on the blue line.
Rick, you know, we haven't talked about this yet, the goaltending, but I remember DMing old pal Mr. Weeb out in Winnipeg, the beat writer there, saying if the Winnipeg Jets are going to go with Andre Pavlik and Michael Hutchinson in goal, they've got no chance, none, no matter what else they do. Well, guess who was wrong yet again? Pavlik's been very good, and Hutchinson's been very good. Has that been at all a surprise, given how up and down Pavlik had been?
Yeah, that was the question coming into this season. Was Michael Hutchinson going to challenge Andre Pavlik for the number one position? Hutchinson saw a handful of games at the end of last season and was very impressive. They went back to Pavlik to start the season, and he was very good early on. He slipped a little bit here as of late in the last month, and a lot of people that follow the you know, the fancy stats so that were to tell you that this was going to happen. There's been better defensive play by the Winnipeg Jets this season. The gaps between the forwards and the defense have shored up, and it's just better defensive zone coverage. So the goaltending hasn't had to be athletic in the past as it has. And Pavlik's changed his game a little bit, lost some weight coming into this season. The other thing, Michael Hutchinson has picked up where he left off last season. Now he's cooled off a little bit here as of late, still with a goals against average. I think that's second in the league to Brian Elliott and leads the league in save percentage. He's played about two-thirds of what Andre Pavlik has. But Hutchinson lately here has gotten back-to-back starts. Now, Pavlik's going to start tomorrow night in Arizona. They've got a couple of really tough back-to-back situations coming up this weekend and late next week. But Michael Hutchinson's been a big reason here that the Winnipeg Jets have picked up some wins, especially over some of the tougher teams. And both these netminders with 10 wins each on the season, even though Pavlik's started 10 more games.
Rick Ralph from TSN 1290 joins us out of Winnipeg. Are the Jets, they seem that they were just always committed to Pavlik. Do you think they still are, or is Hutchinson's play finally, will they just say, you know what, we're going to go with the best guy, not the guy who we thought was our future goaltender when we signed him to the six-year deal?
Maurice has said that he's going to use both of these guys here through this stretch. They've got 7 games coming up here in 11 nights, and you boil that down, they've got 5-7, and that includes back-to-backs against L.A. and Anaheim, and back-to-backs against Dallas and Chicago, and all 4 of those are on the road. Throw in Florida in the middle here at home, and it's a bit of a tough part of the schedule. So he's going to lean on both these netminders. But once we get through that, get through the All-Star break, I wouldn't be surprised to see him lean on one of these two individuals. And the way it's been now, all eyes kind of point to Michael Hutchinson.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm just looking at your January. Yeah, those back to and there are no walks in the park either. The Kings and the Kings and the Ducks and Dallas, which can be tough at home, and the Blackhawks, of course. So you're going to need both guys stopping pucks in those.
Oh, big time. And you know, the question is, I think starting off tomorrow night, Andre Pavlik's going to get the start. You might see them split the back to back, and at the same time, we might see Hutchinson get a back-to-back start here as well. L.A. Anaheim, as you guys know, not that far apart. And they've had some trouble with both of these clubs here in the past, yet they've found success as well. So it'll be tough. I think Anaheim, too, is sitting on a day or two's rest as they're waiting to catch the Jets on the second end of that back-to-back. But they'll need both goaltenders going through this stretch probably over the next 2 weeks. And then, as I say, I think you'll see Hutchinson emerge here with the majority of the starts heading down the stretch.
And lastly, Rick, what is the timeline on Trouba and Kane on when you think they'll actually be back in action?
Kane, Trouba's probably the furthest away from those, yet he has yet to step onto the ice with the team as a group. Kane, his first time on the ice was today. They haven't given any projections as to what time return. Kane wants to come back at some point on this road trip, so that's probably within the next week to a week and a half. He'd like to play this week in L.A. if he could. You're going to see Bogosian, I think, back on Thursday. And then as far as Enstrom and Stewart, I think by the time you get to the end of next week, you might see both of those guys back into action or even sooner.
Rick, always great to catch up with you. Enjoy. It should be an interesting second half of the season for the Jets. And as they get healthy, you know, we should expect them to not only stay in the playoff race, but maybe climb the standings even higher.
Yeah, here's hoping. Fingers crossed. Thanks, gents.